DeMarcus Ware's got him, and down he goes.
Predicting trouble, and Cameron is going to be sacked. And it was a jailbreak. Blue jerseys everywhere. DeMarcus Ware was there.
Welcome back to In the Zone. We're sitting down with our special guest this week. That would be Broncos linebacker DeMarcus Ware. All right, DeMarcus, just voted the team captain. Kind of a big deal. There's only one defensive captain on this team. You're it. How much of an honor is that, especially when that does come from your teammates?
You know, that sort of just shows where you stand with your teammates and, you know, just your work ethic and also just your experience and maturity. And those guys really look up to you. So it puts a little bit of pressure on you, but you got to go out there and just play. And it feels good to be the captain.
Let's talk a little football. What do you like most about this defense? Because there's a lot to like.
I think the main thing, the competition of the guys wanting the next man to be better. You know, usually you have guys that, you know, rush the passer and you really try to just focus on those one guy and say that's what they do. But no, each guy is sort of their worst critic and they try to make the next man better. That's why we have guys that play the ones that can also play, you know, with the twos and everybody is effective. Like, you know, me, Vaughn, and then you got Shaq and you have Shane. We push each other to the limit. And it's just awesome to see that we're playing well.
Awesome, 19 sacks. I know it was preseason, but in four games, can you guys really keep up that kind of production?
You never know. Hopefully we can. I mean, that'll mean something really big for us. And this defense is really predicated on getting pressure and making those big plays, and we have the guys that can do it.
You're obviously comfortable, familiar, a huge fan of one Wade Phillips. What is it about Wade that really seems to bring this team together?
I think when you talk about defenses, you can't have it, too complex. You got to make it simple for the guys to where they're able to go out there and just go out there and play, not just, you know, have it too complex. And you can see how the guys just really took it on so fast. There's not a lot of mistakes that are being made, maybe technique things, but guys are out there just playing aggressive and doing what they do best.
This team, it feels like there's something really special in store for this team, but we've said that previously about this team, right? You've been on a lot of good teams in Dallas and in Denver now. Do you feel that there's something special coming for this team this year?
I think it's the edge. Every year, they come out and say, you know what, we're going to win the Super Bowl. Super Bowl or bust. But the thing is, it's the team camaraderie that sort of gets you through that second little lull of the season. And we've had that since the beginning. And that's what's going to push you over the hump and push us over the hump to being that better team, because we have that experience now from those first, second, and third year now. And I think that's what's going to put us over the top.
So what is the expectation level? Super Bowl or bust?
That's right. At the end of the day, it is Super Bowl or bust. That's the bottom line.
On to Baltimore. Bigger key to this game, stopping the playmakers, Flacco, Forsett, Steve Smith Sr., or winning the battle up front and matching the Baltimore Ravens' physicality, because that's really what their MO is always about.
I mean, when you go to war, it's always won in the trenches. So the guys up front, we have to, the defensive line and the offensive line, we got to really, own the field. The other guys, yeah, they're going to play, but I think the game's going to be won up front.
All right, let's go to some DeMarcus Ware off the football field questions. You ready for this? When you're not at work, when you're not here, where are you and what are you doing primarily?
The majority of the time, I'm with my little son and my little daughter. And other than that, I'm usually traveling around the world somewhere, doing some photography, playing a guitar, whatever I can get my hands on, man. I just do whatever I can.
I know you play a little guitar, and is it right? The pregame music you listen to isn't what most of the other guys listen to.
No, it's not. If I probably looked at some of the pregame music, it's actually probably some slow type music, some little bit of guitar. And just right before the game, because I'm already pumped for the game, so I need something that's going to calm me down and just relax my mind a little bit. And then right before the game, I turn the volume up a little bit.
Any thoughts of your post-NFL career?
I don't know, man. I mean, I feel like I can probably get in a suit and probably do some of the things that you do. No, I'm not going to do that. We can do it together.
All right, that sounds good.
We can do it together. Oh, yeah.
DeMarcus, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
And we'll be back with more from Coach Kubiak in just a minute. But first up, let's go back to studio where Raul is standing by with a look at this week's This is Broncos.
Thanks, Nick. One of the more competitive spots during training camp was no doubt wide receiver. Jordan Norwood was a lock last season before he tore his ACL in camp. This year, Norwood is proving once again he belongs, earning a spot on the regular season roster. But this amateur photographer is more than just X's and O's. Cammy Carmen introduces us to the creative entrepreneur.
For a guy who has bounced around the league for 6 years,
It's fitting. Jordan Norwood spends a lot of his free time searching for the right shot.
All right. I enjoy everything about it.
And much like his NFL career, Jordan has simply put in the work.
I never owned a nice camera and YouTubed how to use it and figured it out.
But the creativity started in college at Penn State.
I wasn't sure if the NFL was a reality for me early in college. And, you know, I had aspirations of having my own little advertising agency.
From serene sunsets to bustling cityscapes.
I'll go anywhere and shoot anything.
Jordan really started shooting last season when he had a little extra time on his hand recovering from ACL surgery. Now a simple walk down the street is an opportunity.
If I can't in that moment, I will definitely remember that place and be like, okay, at some point I'm going to come back here and try to take a picture.
Jordan definitely wants to remember this moment. It's been 2 years since Norwood was on an NFL Week 1 roster.
Hey, you know, there's 32 teams out there. It's preseason. You know, get on film and play as hard as you can. But, for me, I wanted to be a part of the Denver Broncos.
Flexing his creative muscles from time to time is a bonus.
I think it helps a lot to be able to separate myself from work. If I have to, and whether that be with photography or my faith or graphic design, I think it's good.
The next few months will be some of Norwood's best work. He is a newlywed with a baby on the way and a spot on the Broncos roster. Cami Carmen, Fox 31 Denver.
Thanks, Cami. Great stuff. And Norwood's creativity isn't limited to just photography. He also started Dead Stock. It's his own lifestyle and clothing line he put together with a few of his college friends. You can check out his designs and more of his photos online. Just go to KDVR.com for the links. And more to come on In the Zone with Coach Kubiak. Nick and Coach come back to talk about the other sideline and what the Ravens are saying about their former offensive coordinator. Plus, Know Your Broncos featuring a new member of the team, tight end Owen Daniels, how his life has changed with the new addition to the family.